Jeannie Clavel's Hot Commodity Podcast Series, empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavel. Today is August 25th, 2017. And welcome to our podcast today titled Developments in Biofuels. Today, I'm joined by Nicole Thomas, Vice President of McKinney Flavel. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Good, good. Happy Friday to you. It's been a quick week.
Yes, it has. But there's no such thing as a too fast of a week unless you're on vacation.
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining us today. There's been a lot of excitement in the biofuels arena. So let's go ahead and get started. There's been some interesting developments in biofuel space the last few days. What's going on with ethanol and biodiesel?
Very good question, Michael. As you mentioned, there's been two developments related to trade and specific to biofuels that I've been talking about for a while now that are finally coming to fruition. First, as it relates to ethanol, the Brazilian government announced its plan to impose an import duty on ethanol originating in the U.S. The basics are this. The Brazilian Minister of Agriculture, Livestock, and Supply announced via tweet, which I guess is a sign of the times, a 20% tariff on ethanol imports from the U.S. And this is to kick in after imports exceed the newly established quota of 158.5 million gallons. And this tariff is expected to remain in place for 2 years. And obviously could be adjusted between now and then, but that's where we are today. And we also got some news on the status of the ongoing biodiesel anti-dumping case currently in front of the Department of Commerce. This is the one that was presented by the U.S. against both Argentina and Indonesia, who have been accused of dumping biodiesel into the U.S. market. Now, the DOC ruled in favor of a retroactive duty to be imposed against U.S. importers of biodiesel from these two countries during this 90-day period ahead of the preliminary ruling on the case. And that cash deposit rate varies depending on both the foreign producer and the country. So for biodiesel from Argentina, that ranges from a little over 50% to just over 64%. And in the case of biodiesel originating from Indonesia, that ranges from 41% to a little more than 68%. And we're still a way off from the official ruling. The preliminary determinations from the DOC are expected around October 20th, and the final phase of the ITC's investigation will likely run through as far as May of next year. But I do believe this is a bellwether for what's to come. Otherwise, why would they be willing to put these duties in place before the final ruling?
Yeah, that's we just came off of last couple of years with sweeteners and anti-dumping cases between Mexico and the United States. So this should be very interesting. And it sounds like it's going to be a little bit of a long haul before a complete agreement or determination from the DOC. Do you believe that this will take some time to get through this?
I do believe that's the case, although I think we're pretty close. A couple of months out before we get the final ruling from the DOC. And the ITC, I put out May as sort of the last date or the longest period of time. We could get some insight from that a little sooner. And this has been in the works for a few months now. So it takes a little time, but I think we're rounding the corner to get a resolution.
So what's the impact these changes will have on the U.S. market for these products and the underlying commodities used in these for their production?
Good question. I think ultimately that's what all of us as users of these ingredients and commodities are most interested in. I'll say in the case of ethanol exports, it's reasonably significant. In 2016, the U.S. exported a total of well over 264 million gallons of ethanol to Brazil. And thus far in 2017, we've exported about 255 million gallons. And that only considers the first 5 months of the year. So to put that in perspective, that represents about 43% of all U.S. exports of ethanol so far in 2017. But before we get too excited, we have to consider that ethanol exports account for a relatively small portion of production. So if we take a look at 2016 total exports, for instance, those came in around a little over a billion gallons. And that's about 5 to 6% of total U.S. production of ethanol, which begs the question, what's the impact on the corn balance sheet? Well, let's say we were going to end up with around 350 million gallons of ethanol exports to Brazil. And out of that total, let's say we're looking at 15.5 billion gallons of production, then we're talking roughly 2% of production that this change could potentially impact. And let's take that another step. So if with this tariff now in place, exports remain pretty close to the quota of 158 million gallons, that's a difference of close to 200 million gallons or 1% of production. So when you get down to it, the potential impact in terms of corn usage is about 55 million bushels. That's not huge and essentially offers a cushion to offset any impending increases in demand for other categories of corn use. But when we talk about the biodiesel situation, it's a bit more substantial. So in 2016, the U.S. consumed a little over 2 billion gallons of biodiesel. In that year, we imported about 693 million gallons of biodiesel, which was roughly 34% of domestic consumption. Now, of that imported biodiesel, 64% originated in Argentina, and another 15% came from Indonesia. Now, so far in 2017, again, for the first 5 months of the year, we've imported almost 129 million gallons. And keep in mind, those imports tend to pick up in the April-May timeframe and post their strongest months in the second half of any given year. So thus far this year, Argentina represents about 80% of all biodiesel imports to the U.S. And so in essence, we're talking about a significant hit to imports, depending on what the final outcome of this case is. And if we take last year's numbers as an example, we imported nearly 444 million gallons of biodiesel from Argentina. If all that had to come from the domestic market, that's over 3.4 billion pounds of vegetable oil use. Wow. So pretty significant. Yes. And looking at the current year's imports from Argentina thus far, that equates to about 993 million pounds of soy oil. So all in all, in the case of the soy oil balance sheet, this could be extremely significant to the bottom line of ending stocks and ultimately pricing. And you're already seeing the impact in the soy oil futures market, now trading close to 35 cents per pound and already above that level in the deferred months. So in the words of Ron Burgundy, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. And boy, that was a great recap, Nicole. And our audience, we will keep you with the latest progress on both of these developing stories as we move forward. I wanted to thank Nicole. Thank you, Nicole, for your great recap. And we'll look forward to our next podcast on soybeans and biodiesel and all the effects that we should see in the near and distant future. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, guys.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com. Also visit us on LinkedIn for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.